Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show in studio. We think Mulsey's playing golf. We're really not sure. The last time he played golf on a Friday, his group won a tournament, and his prize was a round at Penn State's golf course, where I'm pretty sure his picture's up on the wall as a persona non grata guest. That's all right. How are you, Mark? Good?
Great. Great.
How are those blue barracudas looking?
Blue barracudas took it to the old...
Purple monkeys? Or
purple parrots. Apparently this is some kind of Nickelodeon show back in the day.
Donnie, are you aware of all this?
Nickelodeon sounds, what is it, Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Yes, something like that. I had no idea before.
Kirk Fogg hosted in that show.
The Green Monkeys and
Josh
the Red
Fogg,
Jaguars.
Was he on there too?
I'm sure a couple of them could throw harder than Josh Fogg. I covered Josh Fogg back in the day when I did some pirate stuff in the early 2000s.
As an old colleague would ask or say, good human, Josh Fogg?
Yeah, he seemed like a good human.
Who was not among those early 2000s pirates?
Jason Kendall was an interesting guy. But some people swear by him. I know people that love him to death.
And you're telling me you're not one of those people?
Well, Brian Giles was an interesting guy in those days.
Interesting seems like code for a-hole is what I'm picking up on here.
I'm not going to...
Why not? They're not going to come back and fight you, Mark.
Well,
you haven't talked to these guys in 25
years.
I
don't know them as well as to really say that, you know, to say my experiences. I'm sure they don't know who I am.
Well, judge people based on how they treated you. Were they jerks to you?
You know who else was a jerk? What was this? Brian Boehringer? You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He was an interesting guy.
All right. Let's play for you the Brett in Pittsburgh call to the midday show today.
Do we have to?
Yep.
100% confirmed. I'm not a flaky dude. I would never call in to tell you something that's not true. I have a cleaning company. I do restaurants and bars, a lot of 12 different places, one of which is in the Strip. I saw Aaron Rodgers at 6:15 getting into an SUV by himself. I went and cleaned the location that I cleaned, and I came back and talked to a hotel employee and had it confirmed. It was, in fact, Aaron Rodgers this morning in town.
Do you believe Brett in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely not. It sounded like he was reading from a card, didn't it?
Like he had a script that he was going to use, and he was going to goof on Joe and Austin.
It's got to that point, huh?
Yeah.
When
free agency starts in March and you think you're going to sign him then, and it's now Memorial Day weekend, these types of things do pop up.
And
Mark,
do you think, I mean, just common sense for a second here, a guy that has that type of money and that guy has access to private planes is coming to Pittsburgh to stay at a strip hotel, a hotel in the Strip right before a long holiday weekend?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can say no, but he also drove a Chevy Malibu to the team's facilities. So,
he was coming from Malibu, so
if he's trying to do stuff that gets people off the scent, instead of staying at the Fairmont, you might stay somewhere off the grid to try to not draw attention to yourself.
Well, I think he probably flew into Allegheny County Airport when he first came here, and I don't think the selection of cars was very robust there, so maybe that was the only thing he could have gotten.
He said, though, to Pat that he did that to keep a low profile. Because no one would believe that Aaron Rodgers would rent a Chevy Malibu, was his thing.
Yeah, then instantly I sent him that photo, by the way.
What photo?
The photo, the Ed Thompson photo of him in his Malibu. I sent.
Who's Ed Thompson?
He's the one that took the picture of...
Yes, but is that just a random guy?
Photographer.
He's a professional photographer.
He does stuff around town, I guess. I don't know who he works for.
So he's an independent contractor
photographer. So he ran down there and he took a picture in the Malibu.
And he knew right away it was Aaron Rodgers.
I think it was the picture you posted.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to give people the backstory of how a random guy caught Aaron Rodgers in his
Malibu. Yeah, he works for... I think he might work for Alan Saunders' place.
Saunders' umbrella.
It strikes again.
Yeah, he might have. I'm not quite sure where he does. I know he goes and takes a lot of pictures of Century 3 Mall getting torn down. So, but I don't know. I don't think there was much. I'm the one that sent him that photo because he goes, yeah, I think there was a photo of me out there, and I sent the picture over to Nick Maraldo and said, here it is.
From McAfee.
That was kind of interesting. But, yeah, I don't know. No, there's no way.
OTA 1 is Tuesday. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be here for that?
No.
OTA second phase is Tuesday, June 3rd. Do you think he'll be here for that?
No.
Mandatory minicamp is Tuesday, June 10th. Do you think he'll be here for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you just spitballing and guessing?
We're all spitballing to a degree. But
do you feel really good about your guess?
Yeah, I think that's when it happens. Now, he might sign at some point during the second week of OTAs just to hit the ground running, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think if it's going to happen, that's when it's going to happen. Because I don't think, if you know anything about the offseason in the NFL, that last mini camp, I'm talking about coaches and players alike, they're running out that door because they got their 3 weeks, 4 weeks of total freedom of football.
Nothing. So it's like the last week of school when you were in elementary school.
So nobody wants to be negotiating contracts or worrying about Aaron Rodgers at that point. If it doesn't happen by minicamp for some reason, then you're already pushing it into the first week before camp starts.
And if he's not signed in time for that, would that make you – leery that he's going to end up here? Would you start
I don't think it's, I'm leery at all. I think he's going to be here. He's going to get the opportunity to be the starter. They're going to hand him the job and let's see what he can do.
Now, people are speculating on YouTube here that you talked to Mason Rudolph and Rudolph told you that Aaron Rodgers is 100% signing. Is that true?
No, Mason, if you know anything about Mason.
Well, maybe he wouldn't say that on camera, but would he say that once the recording was over?
Nah, he didn't say anything. He alluded to he knew what was going on. I think he knows. I think he can read the writing on the wall. I mean, he's in that locker room for the past, what was it, April? When did it start? April 20th, the offseason? April 15th, whenever it was. So he's been in that locker room for the past month. People talk and they hear stuff, and I'm sure people send him stuff. So he's well aware of the situation where it looks pretty good that he's coming here. So I don't even think they told him. I don't think they told him, hey, Mason, he's signing, so just get ready for number two. I don't think they told anybody. I think they're so worried about that getting out of them knowing anything going on here that I don't think they've told anybody. I mean, I think it goes with Cam Hayward, TJ White, everybody. I think they keep it between Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Art Rooney. And that's basically the people that would know anything about any of their talks since then. What the heck is Austin Bechtold being here?
He produces a show that starts before us, Mark, and sometimes the responsibilities run after the show. I know Callis doesn't exactly exude that when he's here, that he's... it until an hour after a show is over. But believe it or not, some of the producers here do take their job seriously. They're not off running for local government like Callis, who came in today in a suit because he wanted to put out like a dignified look as a politician that
I think
wanted to offer a concession speech.
I'm hoping it was shtick, right?
I did not watch. It's a lie. I saw a couple of the clips. I did not see the whole thing. But what a story. He lost by two votes, and Starkey speculated it's because he and his wife didn't vote, and I guess Fittipaldo didn't either.
Oh,
so that's three votes that would have gone Kallas's way, Donnie, and he would have won the election if those guys had gone out and done their civic duty.
I do feel bad because I don't think it was any sort of like joke campaign that Kallas was running. I mean, and he's a very young guy. He's, what, 26, I think, so he can get back on the horse and do this again. It is a little bit funny that he loses by two, and we know that Joe and his wife didn't vote, and Joe said he lives like right down the street from him.
And he said that Kallas was harassing him to go out and vote, and Joe didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, which is like classic Joe. But I think Kallas will get back to it soon enough, and he'll get on that board.
Well, it's probably a good thing, right? I mean, he would have to been off the air for another X amount of months, right? Because the
because these
elections
are just the
not till November,
right?
Yeah.
These are just
or
the primaries.
He would have had to drop out, right?
Which, if you've come that far, why would you drop out at that point?
And is
because his platform was, I'm a communications expert who can communicate to the board or whatever how things are supposed to be done. The city council, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. When I play like name association or word association with Kallas, communication specialist is not the first thing that pops into my head.
Yeah.
He's a guy that routinely falls asleep while he's producing that show, does he
yeah.
not?
And the best part of that was Crowley going, yeah, right.
He's a guy that threw Donnie under the bus with a collar and said, Donnie told me the NFL was going back to a 16-game schedule. Blame him, not me, for saying that, right? Didn't that happen?
That did happen.
I don't think you said that, Donnie.
So
did you say that?
No, I did not say that. But yeah, Kallas was like, oh, I swear Donnie told me that it was only 16 games.
Well.
Communications expert.
Yeah, communications expert. I think it would have been hysterical, though, if there were, like, campaign, like, signs and stuff all around Greentree that had his face on it.
His name was on them. I saw
Oh, I didn't see any of those.
Yeah.
Really?
His whole ticket was there. But I think he finished.
Like a picture of like the one that.
No, it wasn't a picture. It's just his name.
But the one that Crowley sent out of him looking like disheveled. If that had been the face that they put on the
campaign
poster.
When does he ever
look
disheveled?
You're right. He doesn't. I got on Crowley for posting that picture. Like, man, you couldn't have picked out a better picture. But now that you mention it. Well, he's got pictures of himself, Donnie, from when he was at Waynesburg that make him look like he's a upstanding gentleman, like pictures when he was on the baseball team there.
Well, maybe he won something more recent, though. I mean, that was a little while back.
Yeah.
Only Kallas.
So you think he's going to run again in 2 or 4 years? You don't think he's discouraged by this? Because
I don't think he should be.
Because I heard through the grapevine that he seemed to imply this morning that there might have been some shady things going on.
Well, I mean, that isn't that just politics 101?
Yeah. That part of him talking today was to let people know that this was not done fairly, that he lost or didn't win because some things were not done, handled the correct way.
I'm telling you, man, that Greentree Council, man, must be really bad people then.
I think he'll get back on it. He's young.
But I got to be honest with you. I don't think I would have voted for him. I still don't really know what he was trying to do.
I think that.
I mean, maybe you'd have a better idea if you lived in Greentree. Maybe he'd be paying attention.
He gave his campaign speech on the
listening.
Air today, and it was, I'm just good at talking to people. That wouldn't make you. That's going to qualify you to be on a city council? You know how to talk? He's like, I think one of the things on the website was I can put together a PowerPoint presentation or something like
they
that.
They must have some old heads over there that just can't fire up Microsoft Office.
I mean, come on now. That's not a reason to vote for somebody. There was something on there about he's like, you guys know where I stand on the pool issue. I don't actually know where you stand. What is the pool issue?
Well,
there?
He has made that one. I know he has talked about that one. That was like his big running point. There's something up with the Greentree pool that he wanted to do. He told me way back like last summer.
So his call to politics was about a community pool and its hours of operation or something like that.
I mean, it's only Greentree.
The price of ice cream
like
sandwiches
working
in the concession stand there.
Hey, I mean, I'd run on that.
All right, Mark. Do you have anybody in your family who's gotten involved in politics?
No, I don't think so at all. No, politics free. But I heard you referred to yourself as a liberal on the radio. About
well, somebody asked, somebody said, I think was implying that I was one.
What a text we just got in here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm a current Green Tree resident. Callus is corrupt.
Oh,
what a call out.
Damn. So they think he's part of the political machine, as a matter of fact. Okay.
Callus is corrupt. Was that from Bechtold?
Well, here's the thing about that, though. I know we've spent way too much time on this. But how, if I were running against him, I would have said, why should we vote for someone in Green Tree who works for Bethel Park? He works for another city or town government. He's not going to be able to give us all his time and energy. He's already a paid employee of another town. If you like Green Tree so much, come get a job here, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think Crowley, right? Crowley's argument was they took him off the air because of the whatever, the fair, whatever, even time.
Yeah.
He was saying, if you let him talk and let him explain himself, there's no way you would have voted for him.
Oh, man.
Callus a national treasure.
Yeah. But when I think of things he would excel at outside of radio, I don't think of that. The guy said he went on a ghost tour and a ghost took over his brain. And he had to go to the bathroom to get the ghost out of his system. He said these things with us. Could you remember that, Donnie? When-
Speaking of that, could you imagine like during a council meeting, they're taking a big vote and he just disappears because he has to go to the toilet? That's happened before.
Yes, it has. And certain words have gotten out over the air that shouldn't.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Have
they are taking years off the life of guys who are potential Hall of Fame players. When you talk about Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, if you go out there with Mason Rudolph game one, if I were Cam Hayward, I might not even show up game one, because if you're not going to put forth the effort offensively or organizationally, why do you want me out here? Like, that's the level that the Pittsburgh Steelers have taken this to by the way they've handled this quarterback situation. And it's no disrespect to those guys. Will Howard may be a good quarterback someday down the road, but he ain't winning nothing right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why they need Aaron Rodgers, and they better know something that we don't.
The average cost of gear for a firefighter is over $13,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. You can donate at 937thefan.com, presented by Cintas, Southside Plumbing and Heating, Target Freight Management, and Glick Fire Equipment. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That was Booger McFarland on ESPN, implying there that Cam Hayward should pretty much walk away from football or demand a trade if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up here, because he would just be wasting a year and be putting his body on the line for nothing. Do you think that the veteran players feel that way, Mark? Like, it'll be a lost season and a hopeless one if Rodgers somehow gets cold feet about playing here?
No, absolutely not. They feel that I think they've got a big enough, or at least a partial size sample size, of what Mason did in those couple of games to at least feel good about, if everybody does their jobs, they have an opportunity here. If you want to be sore at somebody, be sore at the organization, not for what happened this year, but the succession plan of Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that's where you look at where they failed these guys, if it's T.J. Watt, Minka, Hayward, or whatever, not to have a guy in place and keep going down a road that hasn't worked in 3 years now. I mean, if that's what you're going to complain about. But I don't see – see, I'm gonna feed right into your theory here. I don't see much of a difference between Mason and Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Wait a minute. Why are you –
because I know you don't want Aaron to become here, but I'm still at the point where I would be enlightened. I would like to see what Aaron Rodgers has, even if it is a small sample size. So I'm all for it. But I still think Mason would be just – if he just all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers, I quit, I'm not playing anymore, I don't think that greatly outcomes
Mark,
overall record's going to be. But I still want to see what Aaron
– I don't even think you really believe that Aaron's better than Russell Wilson, based on how you were talking about Russell Wilson at the end of the year and sticking up for him even in the Baltimore playoff game. You said he wasn't the problem. Look at his stats in the game. He played well. You said that.
I think that he was the scapegoat late in that season. He didn't play as well as he did in the middle of the season, but he wasn't the only one that played poorly. So I just knew that last year, watching throughout practice and everything, that Russell Wilson had a better opportunity to give them to win than Justin Fields. And I thought he played, and he showed that through, what, 7 weeks, 8 weeks?
Man, you've really been on like an anti-Fields kick here big time.
No, I just don't. I think.
You really are.
How many times do you have to him show you what he can or cannot do before you realize that he is what he is?
Well, and I'm someone that has already said that I'm in favor of Mason Rudolph playing, but you could easily say the same thing about Mason. I mean, he didn't play well in Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
So why couldn't you say, how many times does Mason Rudolph need to show you that he's not equipped to be?
How many times? I mean, he only played like 3 or 4 games last year.
It was more than that, but it was not the full season because Will Levis got... Let's actually fact check that, Mark. He played in 8 games last year. Started five. 1-4. 9 touchdowns, 9 picks for the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, you got the thought of him coming back to a familiar place, even though he never got to work with Arthur Smith. And I think that's a positive for him, to be honest with you.
But you've also said things like, you think if Aaron Rodgers comes here, Arthur Smith's playbook goes right down the toilet with your kid's giant turd. Didn't you say that?
Well, I think part of this, put it this way, Kenny wasn't allowed to check at the line. I don't know if Mitch was. We know that Russell wasn't late in the season. That's not going to fly with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wants to call his own plays. Now, if they can find that happy medium of Arthur putting together a plan and allowing Rodgers to be able to be light on his feet would be the best case scenario. But Aaron Rodgers is not coming here to have Arthur Smith call every play for him. It's just that I'm sure that was talked about 2 months ago when he was here in his Malibu, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I want to call.
I think Arthur Smith would have preferred Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I do. I think that would have been his choice if he had to pick between the two guys. I think he saw more in Justin Fields than you clearly did.
Yeah, I just don't see Justin Fields even going to New York that has a lot of...
You said he's going to be one and done there.
I think he is. Yeah. One and done. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I just don't... I have not seen anything from him that says he's nothing more than a very good backup quarterback. And he could, I mean, if you put him in the absolute perfect right situation, maybe that's different. But still, I mean, Lamar Jackson, if he's somewhat similar to him in the style of play, Lamar didn't, I don't think he's turned that to the next level until he was able to throw the ball with great effectiveness. And I just don't see consistency with that with Fields. And I don't know if you can change that.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't know if you can change that right now.
I don't think he will. Where do you come down on going back to the Booger McFarland clip?
Booger.
That the Steelers owe it to guys like Watt and Hayward to put all of their eggs in this year's basket. Like, they need to appease their guys in their 30s and do everything in their power to win and shouldn't look at the bigger picture of the franchise because of that.
I don't think they do need to appease them whatsoever. They're all out there trying to win every single year like they always have, and they're not going to do it just because T.J. Watt's turned 30 this year or 31.
Do you think that would affect Watt's decision on staying here if he didn't think he could win here?
I don't think so. I don't think he's a guy. I'm sure he doesn't like to have that big zero next to his playoff games won here, but I don't see him going somewhere else. I see that deal getting done. It doesn't really matter when it gets done as long as
And you think they'll pay him more than Myles Garrett?
I think it'll be 40.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all going to come down to, do you tear up a year? How much guaranteed money do you get? How many? I mean, do you get 2 years guaranteed to him like he did last time? Potentially. Maybe after that he can go on and chase his playoff win. But I don't think they owe them anything. They owe the fans and the organization to continue to move forward. Regardless, within a 2 or 3 years, T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward's going to be gone. And they have, you know, they have to have...
You think Watt only plays 2 or 3 more years?
Well, I mean, if his contract, maybe he does move on after that. This last big one. Maybe he doesn't want to go year to year after that. I'm saying potentially here. I'm not breaking any news that he wants one and done or anything, but I think they need to get this situation remedied at quarterback. And we've learned it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you find yourself, you don't know whether to go left or right with this quarterback. Do you draft? You can't find a good one in the free agency market. You're not good and terrible enough to move up and get one. Even if you are, it doesn't mean that, you know, Arch Manning's going to be first available or even good. I mean, there's just so many variables to being able to get a good quarterback.
Do you think that Watt will be here for mandatory minicamp, or do you think his contract situation will prevent that?
No, he'll be here. I assume, I would anticipate all of them being here. Now, how much they participate is different because OTAs are, I mean, even the times that he did that hold in Watt-wise, he still took quite involved. Individual drills. He just didn't do team drills. So I would imagine some of that as well. I mean, Cam Hayward might go out there for some individual, but he's not going to be out there much at all either. I mean, I don't need to see anything from those guys, but they'll be in the building.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So,
will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know.
All right, that just made waves on the internet, that clip of Aaron Rodgers at that concert where he was using a Super Soaker. I didn't even know Super Soakers were still a thing. They were when I was a young pup, I guess. But it took a lot of work. You'd have to really, like, ratchet those things up, and they had different like numbers attached to them. Like, the higher the number, the more powerful the water pressure was in the gun. Your mic's not on, Mark, so no one can hear you.
I was just grumbling anyway. So they have the water balloons now. You know how you buy a package of balloons, and now they got those ones where you just put it on the spigot and like 100 of them blow up at once. And then they pop off and they're already tied.
Yeah.
But they cost like $15 for like 50 of them.
So my high school had a tradition where on the last day of school, there would be a gigantic like water balloon and squirt gun fight. But like we did with the Gettysburg trip in seventh grade, my group ruined it for the future generations. We ruined the Gettysburg trip because we were dropping quarters off of like one of the water towers there onto people. One of our kids, Ricky Kaminsky, got into a fight with a bumblebee mascot at a buffet there, and kids were leaving their room, but the doors were taped shut by the teacher, so they didn't know that they were actually being, I guess, monitored at all times. And there was also Real Sex on HBO showing that week, and kids were calling rooms and telling other kids to put it on, so we ruined that.
So you actually had a field trip where you stayed overnight?
Yeah, in Gettysburg. Wow. In seventh grade. Yeah, and like I said, but they didn't go the next year. We ruined it. And then the squirt gun war ended because people were filling up the squirt guns with piss.
Oh.
And then they were making water balloons that were like concoctions of mayonnaise and ketchup. Oh. Mustard were in some.
My mind quickly went somewhere else after you said piss.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Wow. That's that crazy. Where'd you go to school? New York?
New Hartford High School, the same high school as Andy Van Slyke.
Huh.
And now you'll probably do some digging on my time there, much like you did Donnie at Waynesburg and Greensburg-Salem, where you were sending me links to his high school football highlight reel, Mark.
That was great. I think Donnie posted, I don't know what it was, but he posted something and said, look, this guy thinks I'm Zach Frazier. So,
was that not a response?
It sort of sounded like Donnie.
Yeah, like the guy seemed very confused.
But who started the whole thing? Mark sent out a random picture of you, and then guy thought it was Zach.
No, I sent out like a picture of like what it was probably the four best linemen in Steelers history, and I said that they would win like the Protector of the Year award, and Mark just responded with my headshot at Waynesburg, and
that just opened the door.
The one response, the guy thought it was Zach Frazier.
But Mark, how did you then fall down the rabbit hole as a man that has a full-time job and two kids to start watching Donnie high school football highlights?
You know that rabbit hole. It opens up quite quickly. Then you just, before you know it, the algorithms, is that what they call them?
So you're now in the Donnie football algorithm, apparently?
What'd you think of those huddle highlights?
The huddle highlights. Donnie getting off the ball quick.
Who did he remind you of as a center? We got some Doug Ligursky. Yep, exactly. Ligursky. We got some heavy Ligursky feedback. By the way, speaking of centers, did you see the picture Chris Carter posted of Mason Cole?
He's about 110 pounds, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that from...
See, I like the guys that go the other way. I like the skinny guys that get fat.
That's usually like the cornerbacks and the guys like that because they would run 6 miles a day and all of a sudden they quit.
Mueller's ragged on Darrell Revis for turning into a real chunker.
Huh. Nothing like ragging on the Hall of Famer or one of the best players of all time.
I'd love for that to be the next like Mulsey showdown. Like word gets back to Revis that Mulsey called him like a lard ass. And then Revis confronts him the same way Joey Porter did.
I mean, and if they want to play a little one-on-one, because we know Revis was a hell of a hooper in his day, Mulsey ain't getting no 9 straight threes on him, no matter what condition he's in.
Yeah, you know, speaking of rabbit holes, and I heard you guys talking about, you know, potential birds being drones and pigeons. So it was Joe Rogan, which is interesting enough because Aaron
Did you
Rogers,
go back and listen to that interview?
No. Parts of it, then all of a sudden you're on the Joe Rogan algorithm, and he was talking about pigeons and how they're drones, and I totally forget where I was going at with this one with the drone. What were you talking right before?
Well, people were saying to me today that they think tornadoes are now government made, that that's why we used to not get tornadoes in this area. We had one touchdown in Butler, that they think that tornadoes are made by the – it's an inside job. It's amazing what people think now. Yeah. It really is. Like, my dad was one of those dudes who thought that the moon landing was sketchy. He was not a big
believer. I never even thought about that until, you know,
recently. He saw that flag waving, and he's like, I don't think that that would happen up there.
Yeah.
I don't think the flag would because of the, I don't exactly know. Someone that's more into that would be able to explain why that would or would not happen, but he was always cynical of that.
You a flat earther?
No. If you had to guess someone in the Steelers locker room over the years who was a flat earther, who would it be?
Wow.
I'm going to go Mendenhall.
Yeah, he probably still thinks that.
Yeah, he was a different duck, huh?
Oh, I mean, the stories I have about him, you better get that dump button ready there.
Really? Now I definitely want to hear.
Because, I mean, I've probably told this before, Mendenhall's locker would be like right next to maybe Antoine Randall. And I know he did it to me, and he did it to John Burton, former WTAE legend John Burton.
He also worked here when the station first launched.
True, Mark. I didn't even think about that. ABCs of sports, right?
Yes.
Every time you go to talk to him, the first thing Mendenhall would do is drop his pants, then put his foot up on the chair and say, okay, what you got?
And would he have underwear on?
No, it'd be nothing. Or if you're talking
so
to Antoine Randall.
Was right in your face when you try to talk to him?
And they talk about us wanting to go, you know, whatever, this crap this past year. But there would be times where you'd be talking to Randall, and I know this happened to JB, and he'd be like, same thing, but behind him, all of a sudden, he'd feel something on him, and JB's like, what's going on?
What?
Yes.
Are you hearing this, Don? Did you know about this?
I didn't know about
that. I mean, I knew about the fumble in the Super Bowl. That he gets a lot of flack for that. I didn't know that he was just.
Maybe I was a defense mechanism of not having anybody approach him.
My God.
Well, I put it this way. I don't think JB or myself approached him after that.
Man.
So, yeah, flat earther, pigeons. He's true. I mean, Joe Rogan might be true. I've never seen a baby pigeon. I've never looked for one, but.
That's his take on it because we don't see...
We don't see baby pigeons, so pigeons must be drones.
It's a new one.
You ever see a baby pigeon?
No, but I don't go looking for them.
But I don't think they leave their nest until they're like full grown or something. I think I did look that up one time.
Did you say the other day that there's a lot of stuff you could say about George Pickens, but you didn't really want to get into it?
I don't know, did I?
Do you have anything on that?
I just know that... I don't know if this was last year or this year or during this whatever. A lot of his teammates tried to reach out to him. He ignored them. That's the only thing I really know maybe that hasn't really hit the main
airwaves. So they'd want to like have a constructive football conversation. He would not even
return it. But no, this could have been last year. This could have been now. I don't know time frame on it, but I was told about this.
Daddy, did the mystery Steeler you talked to, did he have fond things to say? About Pickens when you guys had lunch?
I don't think he was
the biggest fan.
A big fan.
Mystery Steeler. Can we guess who it is?
When are we going to find out about the Mystery Steeler? Next month? Okay.
It's on the next episode of Breaking Bread.
Have you gotten invited to do one of those yet?
No, what is this Breaking Bread? I'm a big bread guy.
I could do one with Cabali.
Yeah. What's a bread? You know what? Once I got
Salonis.
Once I got the job with Pat, all these people reached out to me and wanted me to do all these things, including my college. Then they just totally ignored me after that. I guess my two minutes of fame disappeared.
Oh, you mean before you got hired, people wanted to work with
you?
No.
After I did, they're like, hey, we want to do a story for the XS magazine and all this crap. And that went away quite quickly. My 5 minutes of fame.
You did get a lot of positive coverage when the Athletic thing fell apart. Like, you had to feel very appreciated in that moment where everybody was coming out of the woodwork to say, Mark's good at his job. Mark knows what he's talking about. This is complete BS that he got let go by the Athletic.
You know what? A message I got that I never even met before was Brady Quinn.
What?
Brady Quinn? Brady Quinn?
What'd he say?
Yeah, it's in my messages. It's
like,
in
hey,
my
Mark,
DMs.
Don't let this... I've been cut a million times by football teams. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, Brady Quinn. Maybe since... Oh, I think about it. Isn't he A.J. Hawk's brother-in-law? Maybe.
He is. Remember that, Donnie, from the college game? At least we know that there was
a love triangle
there or something like that.
I mean, I'm old as dirt and been around forever, so, plus I got a sparkling personality.
A lot of oversight from Cabali these days. Is he dictating to you, all right? Or a lot of oversight from McAfee, excuse me? Were you saying, Mark, I'd like this article on this day? I'd like you to get out here and do this?
He's not your typical boss. I mean, he lets you do what you want to do.
Do you think we have that with Craig, Donnie? I think we sort of do. I don't think Craig really mandates to us talk about this or talk about that.
But you still have to probably cross paths with it. Only time I would ask Pat if it was like traveling somewhere. Hey, man, because you're using his money, right? I just want to make sure this is okay before I book this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever.
You haven't gotten no back on that yet?
No. Actually, I got the other way, especially from Phil.
So you could have been in Minneapolis for this thing with the Tush Push vote if you wanted to.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Now, I don't think anybody goes to this second meeting except Jeremy Fowler.
Fowler was all over it. Fowler's getting quotes out the ass from that. Everyone's favorite insider now is Fowler.
Jeremy Fowler. He's a legend. Who knows how to never...
Yeah, another one of your penis stories.
That's not mine. I've heard that through the grapevine. I've never witnessed that, thank God.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're
finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.